Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Jake. Appreciate you playing that. Thank you to Greystone as well. Zach and I had a new Love of the Star podcast.
We do. It's out right now.
You can go ahead now
and listen to it and download it and subscribe and like and share.
Yeah.
Shoot, yeah.
We appreciate all that.
We love you. We love the on-time experts.
We're trying to get back into the good graces of Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were like a 3% podcast team. We're trying to get it up.
Get to the 4?
Trying to get to the 4. Well, we were 4 last time out. We were.
You're right. We moved up.
Yeah. But, you know, we appreciate everybody out there that listens. You know, to all our podcasts, all our platforms that we're on. It means a lot. Really, really does. I want to ask you guys a couple of questions before we get to the officials this week, if possible. Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
Willie, I'll start with you on this one.
Okay.
How do you think Diggs really plays? Does he have a I told you so game? Or, nah, we knew better?
I lean, nah, we knew better. I hope he has an I told you so game. And I think Herbert's the kind of quarterback that could lend to that. He'll throw one up that you're thinking, what are you doing? But I don't know about the pass rush, and I also just don't know how good that knee is. I mean, it's strange because there's people that I trust that I was talking with that had heard, like, man,
ain't good.
That knee might never be what it was.
Sure.
You know, and obviously he's healthy enough to play, or they wouldn't have even been considering it
right.
to practice him. But I wonder if he's physically capable of getting back to that same player. So I hope that it is I told you so, but I'm leaning, yeah, we knew better.
Dawson, is he going to have the I told you so game or, yeah, we knew this?
Man, I think it sets up well for him because of how emotional he's going to be coming into this thing and trying to prove everybody wrong. And the power of the story is in play here. Like, whatever can cause maximum pain and embarrassment for the Cowboys organization is likely to happen. And that would be him being amazing, making everybody think they could have beaten Detroit if he had played and Minnesota. But I do think a lot of it comes down to the edge play. And, mm-hmm. I mean, the Cowboys aren't bad at getting pressure.
Yeah.
You know, they just can't finish.
Yeah,
so
the finishing's been the issue.
They seem about due. And here are some of the worst tackles in the sport, once again, providing the opportunity to whoop them. So I think Fowler, Ezeraku, Clowney, they set the table. James Houston for a good Trayvon Diggs game.
Well, I got another question for you.
Okay.
How are you going to feel when the Commanders beat the Eagles on Saturday?
Don't tempt me with a good time now, Brian. I'm going to be feeling pretty good. Look, I love seeing the Eagles lose.
Yeah.
And I really do. There's something about this game on Sunday that I just think the Cowboys are going to end up playing more towards the team we saw against the Chiefs and Eagles. It just feels like they did it around the same time last year. They find a way to beat the Bucks.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, it does. It bothers me. I hate the Jekyll and Hyde nature of this team, the lack of consistency with this team. But the Chargers are also one of those teams that you don't know what you're getting week to week. Like, they are a good football team, and Harbaugh's helped mitigate that somewhat.
Yeah.
But they do have deficiencies, and I have a lot of doubts about Herbert. Like, he is the prototype of the position. He'll make throws that nobody else can make, but he'll also make decisions that are rookie-like decisions. So I do think this lends itself for maybe the typical when you think the Cowboys are out of it and you don't want them to win and you're down and out, they find a way to pull you back in type of game. So especially if they're not technically eliminated, it just creates – I want to be able to, in a perfect world, like enjoy the football season. And your team being eliminated with 3 weeks left is a terrible feeling.
Dawson, how are you going to feel when the Commanders beat the Eagles?
About the same as I felt going into Minnesota, where your playoff chances were, what, around 8%?
Sure.
At that point, I think you move up. But you still got to, you got to at that point, walk a four-game minefield to make the playoffs still, because their magic number's sitting at one.
The likelihood it's not there, but it keeps it interesting for a week.
I got you. Final question for you guys, too, before I get in the referee report here. If you had to say, hey, I do these last 3 weeks, want to see more, who do you want to see more of when it comes to Mingo, Maffa? I mentioned Thomas. James is the guy you brought up. Butler. Who is there somebody on your list as you look at the two deep off our lads?
Yeah, yeah.
And figure out, is there somebody on that list that you'd like, listen, I
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I want to see them play this guy. Is Joe Milton, is there somebody that you want them to play?
That's the joke answer, is Joe Milton, because he clearly can't play, but you want them to lose their three remaining games. I'd love for Joe Milton to start and play every single minute and them not run him. Let's come up with the Joe Milton preseason plan.
Joe Milton pocket play?
Yeah, that would be awesome. That might be heading for a top 10 pick, but seriously, I want the running backs. I want Jaden Blue and Phil Maffa.
Co-sign. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Maffa guy. He blew me away in training camp. I didn't really know what version of Maffa we'd get. But I think that he does have a similar style to Javonte Williams. So I just want to know if the price tag for Williams somewhat goes up and it's like, hey, this is too rich for us. How do you feel about the fallback of having Phil Maffa? Blue is in that category as well. I mean, I'm into the culture building where if he hasn't earned it, don't put him on the field. But I'd like to see what I've got in those two rookie running backs going into the offseason.
Well, where do you guys feel about Mingo then?
I don't think Mingo's any good.
Okay.
I think that was a bad trade. He hasn't been able to get on the field when they've had injuries.
Yeah.
The blocking has not been as dominant as I thought it would be. He's been okay. I think Jonathan Mingo is what Jonathan Mingo is. And the Carolina Panthers were laughing their ass off when the Cowboys were trading a fourth-round pick to them, and it was a terrible trade. I think Jonathan Mingo's a guy. No disrespect to him. I don't know if he's in the league in 3 years.
Yeah, I would love to see him play just to see if how much development has happened under Clayton Adams and Connor Riley organizing that running game. Because we really have only seen Mingo in that Mike McCarthy offense, but he is so big and physical.
Yeah.
As a pass catcher, I think he's always going to be like only when he's wide open. We should not be throwing him up for contested catches or anything too sophisticated, but he's so physical in the run game that I'd love to see him at least try to unlock it because of what you did give up for him.
All right. Your official in this game is Alan Eck.
Have we had Alan?
Have not had Alan Eck this season.
It's a new name.
Yeah. Alan Eck he's a recently added official last 2-3 years. Alan Eck's been with us. By the way, the officials last night in the game, that was Brad Allen's crew. Brad Allen's his crew calls the least amount of penalties of anybody in the National Football League. Alan Eck's crew is right there with him.
Let's go.
Yeah, actually, the only guys that call the only two crews that call fewer penalties our Lad Clark's crew, Land Clark's crew. I say that, Land Clark.
Land Clark.
That's him.
Yeah.
And Brad Allen. Alan Eck's crew is right there with him. And what's interesting.
Too many rules in this game.
What's interesting is very much Alan Eck is a kind of a home official on average.
Give me the Cowboys. They're winning the damn game, boys.
Well, Alan Eck is officiated. He has officiated a Chargers game. In week 7, he caught the Chargers and the Colts playing in a game. And then, but his he's very much a home type of an official. Generally 11 calls against the home team, 14 against the visitors. So we'll see how that plays out at the end of the day. Where you look at the majority of his penalties and where they come from, offensive holding, big. Defensive pass interference. Here's one for you. 11 away calls for defensive pass interference, only 4 for the home team. Unnecessary roughness, there's 8 of those, so he's going to try and keep control of a game. Delay of game, we've got a clock watcher here. He's got 7 of those calls of the 13 games he's officiated, so be very mindful of that. Here's one, too, roughing the passer. That's 7 calls. Of 13 games, he's got 7 roughing the passer penalties. It'd be nice if Dallas could get close enough to rough the passer. That yeah. might be something that that would be a good thing. Defensive holding, illegal contact, and then a legal man downfield would be the next one. So, Alan Eck, he is your official this weekend, and tends to favor the home team more than the visitors, and his crew overall, though the third less penalized crew. With only Land Clark and Brad Allen being ahead or behind him. In that
should
regard.
Be a more watchable game.
Hopefully
I always,
so.
I always appreciate light flags yep. on the afternoon. Thank nice. You, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. We got the other big games you need. I like to call it the OBGYN report as we go into week 16 and why it's still possible the Packers might go quietly into the non-playoff night. That's coming up next year, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.